know, we were able to acquire some really talented players. So, you know, I talked a little bit about, you know, how it's not always realistic to have that come together like that for you. So, nice job by John getting it done. And we're certainly glad to welcome those guys into the mix. And in addition with getting some of our own guys healthy and then getting back to work, getting out here, getting started and getting back to work.
What have been your early impressions of Bradley Roby out here? I know it's just been a couple of days.
He's very bright. He's a good communicator in the meetings and all that, and then coming out on the field. And, you know, he's gifted physically. You know, he's got a lot of work to do, as most rookies do. But he's got a lot of great tools.
What have you seen from Barrow so far? I know he played it like around 220, but would you guys want to use him more middle?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the whole weight thing. I know, you know, what I see right now, he's got plenty of size. He's got room to grow. You know, he's a guy that at LSU was allowed to wear number 18. He's significant there for their program. That means he's a guy that does things right, a team leader, a guy that you can count on. So, you know, we expect him to come in here and compete and earn his way. But, you know, good young player. And then, you know, we have Corey Nelson out of Oklahoma, another draft pick that'll come in here and get a chance to compete, and along with all the undrafted guys that are with us. So it should be a good competitive group.
Coach Fox said yesterday there's a ways to go on the execution, but it was a good first start. What have your impressions of this camp?
We know we have a lot of work to do. We expect to be a really good football team. And we know that, you know, with that, you've got to pay the price and really, you know, work on all the details that allow you to be good come fall.
Bradley Roby is known as an aggressive player. Sometimes he'll bite on double moves. How do you kind of coach that out of him yet retain his aggression?
Yeah, we want our guys to be aggressive. You know, we want to have their eyes right so you don't get beat on double moves. So that's just part of playing. And you know what guys were before they got here, it really, other than being a nice snapshot as the what they were able to do, good or bad, you know, they're going to get here and compete. We're going to work with them and develop them, and there's so much growth that can take place for younger players in particular when they get here. But even with veterans, you know, that come in that haven't been exposed to certain ways of thinking and doing things, we can help them grow. So, you know, we just want Bradley, like everybody right now, just get in here and work hard every day, be a good teammate, come with great positive energy, and come in here and join this football team, and all that other stuff take care of itself.
By the Super Bowl, you were down Vic, Wolf, Vaughn, Harris,
yeah.
Raheem.
Yeah.
How much is it going to help your defense's cautious to have all those guys?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously a lot. I mean, the way we looked at it and the way I always look at it, you know, when we're in the moment, we're going to compete with the guys we have. Next man up. Let's go get it done. And, you know, we carried that motto all the way through and had a shot to win a world title, you know. And it didn't happen. And what you do is you go back and you retool and regroup and reload and go after it again. And that's where we are. So right now we're putting together a new squad and we've got some new faces and we're busy at work. You know, that's what this time of year is about.
Jeff, what excites you about Ward, Akib, DeMarcus, what they bring to the table?
Well, I think, you know, a little different for each guy, but, you know, with where he's got great leadership. He's very explosive. I mean, in our drill work, you know, the guy's got some juice. He'll be able to harass the quarterback. And so that'll be welcome. But his leadership's been outstanding, too. TJ, you know, physical safety, a guy that'll come down and set the tone, good player. And I saw where ESPN put him in that, or whatever that ranking is. He's one of the top 100, so that's always good if you're getting one of those guys. And Akib is a talented player. You know, we've gone against him. And anytime he's got the respect of your better players, then you know you've got a real good football player. So we're adding those guys to the mix along with who we're getting back and draft picks and excited to have them. You know, for coaches this time of year, you just can't wait to start working on what the season is going to be like, and you start paying the price. You know, you start sacrificing and building the selflessness that you want to see and teaching all the fundamentals you want to see and all those things, and it's great to be out here.
Watching the NFL Top 100 of TJ when he got 82nd, I think, he comes in the box and just hammers guys. Can you sell packages, play almost like a linebacker?
Yeah, and they did that with him there in Cleveland, and he does have that ability. So, you know, you can never have enough bodies, especially in sub packages, to be able to deal with all the multiple wide receiver sets you get. And the fact that he can drop down and play like a linebacker role as well because of his physicality, that's just an added bonus. But, you know, obviously, you know, he's a real good strong safety.
Is there something you want to see different from your defense, Jeff, this year?
Look, we're just moving on, you know. We, you know, 2 years ago we finished in the top of the league, and last year we didn't. You know, we like being at the top. So we'll work our way back. We've got good players, good design. We're going to work hard, and we expect to be good.
Jacob, I'm just curious what you think you can get from Quanterris when you get into OTAs.
Well, we'll see. Certainly, he'll get every opportunity. You know, on tape coming out, we liked his athleticism. You know, his length, his ability to bend, and his ability to rush the quarterback. So those are things we're looking forward to seeing from him, and I know he's healthy. I see him moving around very well right now, so we're looking forward to getting him some of that experience, some of the reps, and let him earn his way.
How about McCray, same kind of thing?
Kind of same thing. Yeah, those guys are both in the same kind of category. Both had their years cut short, both placed on IR. Both have worked hard and put themselves in position to compete for a spot and playing time.
Quentin Carter moving around?
Yeah, and drill work. I mean, I haven't seen him out here. We haven't practiced with the veterans yet.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's a guy that, you know, I know is an organization we've been very patient with to allow him to heal and do the things that he needed to do from addressing the knee and having it surgically repaired, and then the healing process that goes into that. I think at this point, you know, I mean, I'm not a trainer or a doctor, but I see him moving around in drills, and he looks pretty good. So, I know he's excited to get back into the mix.
Jeff,